Brian Diesel. Today I have Mr. G in the studio with me, president of the Signal Scuba Club. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Diesel? Doing good, man. Glad to be back in the studio with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a crazy minute. Took a little R&R, but I'm back in the saddle.
You had your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, man. I heard you for a little shout-out. I appreciate that, man. That meant a lot to me.
I had to give you one, you know.
There you go. Good deal.
I have to ask you the question of the day. If you could get rid of any song, what would it be and why?
Oh, you know what? I've been so busy because I just got back off of leave, but I would probably have to say the one song that I really dislike is Texas Hold'em by Beyonce, because I can't get into that kind of, I don't know why she went that route.
You know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of people agree with you in the comments, actually. It's pretty funny. That's one of the shared answers by a few people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just as soon as I got to work, it's just been, here and there, I keep it clean, but just going back and forth, bouncing off walls this morning.
Yeah, by hear more about that. Stay tuned to hear more upcoming events. We're coming back. You listen to 105.9 AFN Scandella, station serving America's best. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Mr. G, president of the Signal Scuba Club. And I just wanted to ask you a few questions and run through with our audience with the classes and we offered, like the open water course, the advanced open water course,
sure,
rescue.
Sure. So the basic level, the first course that you can take is actually called Discover Scuba. And basically that is just a one-day class. And all it is familiarizes a person, or as you know, I like to call them candidates, to get into the pool, actually put on equipment, and just get the feel for how it would to breathe underwater. And then once they finish that day of the course and stuff like that, if they decide that they liked it and they want to achieve a certification, then the next level will be the open water class that a lot of people have been taking this year. We've been very busy this year, which I'm very proud and like to see a lot more people go, take the advantage. We have another class coming up next week. So that's one of the, that's actually the first certification level class. Then after that, once you do, we recommend at least 6 to 7 dives before you actually want to move up to the advanced open water. And it's pretty much a continuation of open water, but there's a little bit more to it as you just went through it yourself.
Yeah.
As you saw that, you learned a lot of different more skills. And this is pretty much, you already know how to dive. But now you're learning some more skills within this in the advanced open water. So you got a chance to do some underwater navigation. You got to do a search and recovery. Okay. And then you got to do the night dive, which is like one of your favorites.
Oh, so, this is the best.
You know, you always ask me, when are we going on a night dive? And so there's a whole nother world down there. But yeah, we have a good time on the night dives. But and then also, too, the other one that you got to experience not too long ago, too, was the wreck dive. And a deep dive.
Yeah.
So we try to do a combination because the deep dive is actually a separate kind of course, but we do a bundle to save our community some money, for one. Okay, money or euro, whatever, which way you want to look at it. And then normally after you finish an advanced open water, if you're really, really getting into the diving skills and really enjoying, that life, that scuba life, then we can go up to the next level and stuff. And that next level is a rescue diver. And rescue dive is very dear to me. I take that one to the heart because pretty much you're a lifeguard, but you're actually wearing scuba gear, if you can kind of put in a common, a comparison. So you're really a lifeguard and you're putting yourself, the other diver first before yourself. So it's a very strenuous and exciting course that we take. So we just had two candidates completed, and I give him a shout out. There was Michael Zinn, I call him the Zohan, and then Cam Green and stuff. He's a civilian tech that works over in my hangar as well too. So they just recently were the newly qualified rescue divers. So a big shout out to them guys. They enjoyed it. They learned a lot, and they did very well. So after you do that, the rescue diver, the next pro one that you can step up to is where I'm currently at right now, a dive master. And that does a lot of work too, for one. basically you're going to assist the instructor that we have, Patty instructor Carmelo. But the dive master's responsibility is to help out, assist, teach, you know, be that role model, give them the students or the candidates that are coming up in that course, you know, some guidelines and help them out in the best way we can and stuff. So that one takes a while and everything. But if you have that passion like I do, you just keep on going and enjoy it. So I've been teaching the open water and assisting with that for all season. I'm going to step back probably about another week after this one, because my major goal right now is going to be an instructor myself. So I'll be working on that and hopefully have, and knock on wood, have the qualification completed in October. And we'll have another Patty instructor on base as well.
Looking towards that. Stay tuned to hear more. If you're just tuning in, I'm still here with Mr. G, president of the Signal Scuba Club. And we're off air. We're actually talking that class we were just talking about last break. You can actually get college credits for them.
Yeah, so just a reminder, you know, I usually tell personnel, especially when you finish up the open water class, but any of the Patty certifications that we do, you can actually, there's a form, and I have some in a folder, but in general, you can go and get the Patty form for each course, and you can actually achieve college credits. So that's another good thing as far as having fun and getting credit for towards a degree.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. I never thought it
would be. Now you know. So now you got two courses that you took. You just did your open water and your advanced, so now you can have two probably like six credits right there.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know. So I'm going to go over to UMGC, sorry, in reference to mine, so I can update my stuff too.
It's crazy, yeah.
Yep.
And we got to talk about the meeting coming up too.
Yeah, so just to let everybody know in the community, and anybody that's new in the community that's a scuba diver or would like to learn, we normally have our monthly meeting every third Wednesday of the month. And we like to hold it over at the Midtown Hall over here in NAS1. And we normally do it at 5 o'clock, or for us military personnel, 1700. So it's good information to put out. We, you know, meet and greet for all our new people that just recently qualified. Also, too, we get people that pass by, ask some questions, and I'm there for some Q&A. But, yeah, every third Wednesday of the month. And for this month, it's going to be September 18th. At 1700 over here in Midtown.
Okay, be sure to be there. Stay tuned for more. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Mr. G, president of the Signal Scuba Club. Just want to ask, what dives we got coming up this weekend?
Oh, man, we got a boat full, no pun intended. So, so we got a couple of different dives that I sent out to our community group. We got some shore dives going on down in Catania. We've got a couple of boat dives going up in Jardine Axis, Isla Bella area. We got shore dive down in Jonio campground area there. So yeah, so keeping everybody busy. Like I said, I'll be busy this weekend doing my instructor course, getting prepared for that, so I won't be seeing you guys. Or maybe I will. You're going up to the Jardine Axis, so I'll be up in the area, but I'll probably be in the classroom or in the pool doing some exercises there. But we'll touch base and stuff, but maybe I'll see you up there.
Okay, that'll be good.
All right.
Do you remember the campground? It took me forever to find the park in there.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's kind of like out in the back off a side road and stuff like that. But if you go this other way, it's a lot easier. But you get the way, if you take the back road, it's free parking.
Yeah. Nice people there, too.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. Awesome.
And for upcoming, what holiday dives are you thinking about?
So, the next long weekend that we got coming up, as far as on the American holiday side, is going to be like the Thanksgiving break and stuff like that. So, I kind of heard Skipper, you know, on his little thing talking about your Donza days, which I never got when I was in the Navy. But
old school.
Yeah, old school, baby. I'm a salty dog. But the other thing, too, was so we're looking to try to do a trip way away from Sigonella and Sicily and stuff. So we're looking to try to do Sharm El Sheikh, and that's going to be over there by the Red Sea.
Oh yeah, got to take some time. That's got to run through a lot of people.
Yeah. So that's why we're giving a heads up. We're getting all the information, Scott. I know you guys got to do paperwork, etc. But we just want to put it out there. We asked the question to the group, if it was okay for you guys, and we got thumbs up on majority of people. So we got the information. I should have that tomorrow so I could put it out for the cost and everything like that to our community, diver community.
It's definitely going to be an interesting trip.
I'm looking forward to it.
Stay tuned to hear more. Just tuning in, I'm here with Mr. G, president of the Skull Scuba Club. It's been a good hour. Asked him a lot of questions, got a lot of info. I just want to thank you for coming out.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. And, you know, AFN Signal has been always supportive since I've been back in the club and stuff like that. So I appreciate you guys doing everything that you can do for us. And appreciate you coming out, learning how to dive after we started talking about it. And you're doing awesome, man. So I'm looking forward for you taking the next plunge.
Appreciate that. It's always a good time.
There you go.
Thanks for tuning in with DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Penny Officer Crane Van Diesel. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sacagawea, station serving America's best.